All right. So this is Ginger Metro. I welcome you to my first teleseminar conference called The Greater Self Process. Now, I put together a whole bunch of information that I've been developing and working on myself, and by all the work that I've been doing channeling, I've been overhearing Alexis talk about it. I've gotten information from other channels and other sources. It seems that on the planet right now, there is such a tremendous surge of information, particularly focused on this birthing of a new world. There's this whole new reality that's showing up now. It's begun. And it began pretty much with the Sirius Vortex opening, and that's July 28th, 2017. And it opened up the energies of our evolution from the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is a dimension of imagination. It's a dimension of that is more real than what we have here. And, of course, many of you who have studied the same material that I have are very, very well aware that imagination is as fifth dimension. Fifth dimension is more real, more substantial than 3D where we are now. And so the excitement about this whole thing is that there are those of us who at this time are ascending into our greater selves. That is the self that is able to access, consciously access, and work with fifth dimensional reality, bringing it through, channeling it, if you will, bringing it through into the physical plane, into our 3D everyday reality. Now, what's fascinating is that this is our destiny time. This is our destiny, and everybody has, as far as I'm concerned, has the same basic destiny, although we do it completely uniquely, completely individually. All right? So everybody has that destiny of returning, of ascending back to the divine from whence we came. We were created. We are now, as creators, returning to merge with the divine, merge with God, Goddess, all that is, the greatness, the oneness, the beyond that even. And so what we are doing is we're bringing this into this world. We're bringing this awareness. We're bringing this enlightenment. We're bringing this light and love and joy and our visions and our dreams. And we're going to express who we are uniquely because this whole process is us becoming fully us. The process is each one of us is becoming whole. We're becoming divine consciously. Now, we already are divine, but we're going to become divine consciously. And in so doing, we bring forth a new world, a new reality onto our planet. We bring this consciousness, not just into ourselves and claim that, but we bring it into our environment and the people around us, and it spreads out. It spreads way out. And as we take responsibility for this, as we empower ourselves, as we are free to be who we are, we then share our unique expression of ourselves. And our world expands. The world becomes safer for us. The world becomes more beautiful for us. We are able to manifest more beautifully, more abundantly, more lovingly. Great energies, beautiful energies, divine energies. We're bringing it in. And this is our choice. We came here. That's our choice. We chose to become physical. Most souls did not become physical. We are just a little small minority. And even those of us on the planet right now, at this most exciting, exciting time of lifting from 3D into 5D, we are still in our spiritual family. Of all the souls who have entered material reality in all the planes, the physical, the astral, causal, mental planes, all the material reality and manifestation of this universe, there's still a very small number of us that are actually incarnating. And you are some of these very precious, very special incarnating beings. I congratulate you for your willingness, the intrepid adventurousness of you to get into the physical form and to do this work. I had to support myself for that too, because I had a tremendous desire to not be here. I said, oh, I don't belong here in this time. I should be in a simpler, more spiritual time. Well, no, this is the spiritual time. And we don't really want it that simple. So the key to really explore and create and be and grow and fulfill destiny is to become a greater self, is to become your greater self. I distilled 7 pieces out of it. Now, they're not necessarily a full, authentic process, but I have put them in the order that I feel that it's useful. It's useful to know, and you can mix and match however you like it. I have so much information for you. I have so much that I've condensed like a 7-class series into one. So forgive me for seeming to rush through or whatever, because I've got to give you the bones. I've got to give you the skeleton of what I perceive and what I have heard and what I have learned are the most important things to know. And what I found, to my amazement, because, of course, this is fifth-dimensional stuff, right? Because what I found, to my amazement, is in the fifth-dimensional stuff, is that fifth-dimensional stuff, which is imagination, is so much more real, and that this is the foundation of it. Every piece that I am sharing with you today is a phenomenal piece of imagination. Everything needs to be imagined. That is the key to this whole process. Now, you may think that imagination, well, I'm not so good at that. Well, think about it, that if you're looking at the future, think about how you can imagine what could go wrong. Think about how you can imagine what bad things could happen. You've been taught to use your imagination kind of poorly. You've been taught to use your imagination in a way that is not supportive of you building a future. But this is the time to imagine and dream the future, which is the real goal, which is the aim of why you came here in the first place. And this particular time is the time, like the seed, to plant the seed. This is the most fertile time, and you do it with your imagination. Imagination is more real. The future is more real than the present. You feel like, oh my gosh, this is what's real. This is all that's real. Well, not really. This is relatively real. Okay, so you are the self right now. The self that you are right now has a greater self awaiting you in the future. And the way to get access to that greater self is you need to imagine her or him. You need to imagine your future self. This is your greater self. You want to imagine, you don't want to imagine a future self by using the negative imagination you've been taught of imagining horrible things that could happen. No, you want to imagine the future you, who is the more ideal future, the more optimal future, the more interesting, fun, exciting, loving, free future. And so this takes a certain amount of imagination. It takes you creating a dream, a vision and dream. And so you're a dreamer. You're part of a society of dreamers. That's what Galexis calls it. Galexis is the group I channel. And Galexis says dreamers all around the planet who've come here for this particular time. This is the year you came for. This is, you don't have to wait another several decades. I mean, some of us who are a little bit on the older side have been waiting since, you know, the harmonic convergence back in 1987. Okay. Oh, yeah, the new age. Yay, yay, the new age. Oh, well, it doesn't appear to be here yet. Okay. Oh, here comes the new age, 2012. Oh, no. No, we ended the old age, but where's the new age, right? And then we got kind of cynical and we said, you know, I don't want to call myself a new ager. That sounds really not so good. That's not a good identity to have. I'm going to call myself a holistic healer or whatever. Well, the new age is really the new world. This is a new reality. And a lot of people got all excited about, you create your own reality. But the information for that was not complete, and it was interpreted through filters of our thinking and belief and attitudes that didn't enable us to jump into 5D. We're just now getting ready to move into 5D. And so I'm going to share with you all these steps that require imagination. Right? And the first thing I want to do is to really define and distinguish, who is your greater self? You want to become your greater self. But the greater self is the one we're aiming for. It's a more expanded, more magnificent, more conscious version of us. It's us in the future that we're heading for. So right now, we are a lesser self in comparison to our greater self. And on our path, on our spiritual path, we are the future self of all our past selves. And we are greater now than we were then. So we're the greater self, let's say, to our inner child self. We're the greater self to our inner young adult self. We're a greater self to the person we were 2 months ago. So there's a relative thing here. Okay, so that's the first thing. And I want to also emphasize, the greater self is more real than we are, because the greater self has more access to knowing who he or she is. The greater self knows the self more. Just think how much more you know yourself than you did a year ago. Okay, so this is continuing. You're on a spiritual track. You're on a spiritual path. Our greater self is more real than we are. We are more real than our past selves. And the greater we are, the more real we are, and thus the more powerful and transcendent we are. And the more we become our greater self, the more our reality supports us, loves us, and the world will shift towards the future that we imagine and choose. So in our daily lives, we have a tendency to live as our ongoing identity. That's an identity in momentum. We don't process our identity from moment to moment. We generally don't. We're not trained to do that. We may have made choices along the way about who we want to become at the consciousness level that we were then. But are we still there? So start by asking yourself. This is in the step one, is ask, who are you? How do you see yourself? What's your image of yourself? How do you label yourself? What is your relationship to others? How do you think others see you and relate to you? Or what image do you want other people to see? How do you want people to relate to you? What is the identity you want them to see? What is your ongoing storyline? That's the story we tell ourselves about who we are and what we like and what we don't like and why we feel the way we feel. But we tend to identify ourselves, if we are not really conscious about it, with our past and label ourselves according to our genetics, to our gender, to our family tree and the people of our family, to the interests that we have, to our political position, to our religion, to our geographical area. All of this is part of the lesser self. And that's in momentum because it's been chosen and reinforced day by day by day by day. Now, the past selves hold various identity pieces. When you are challenged, you may fall back into some of the strategies developed back in your past. That means that a lesser self in your past reacted to a challenge in a certain way, and so when a challenge comes up for you, you may have a tendency to go and react in that same certain way. So what we want, what I want to suggest here is that it's good to be able to understand what identity you're working with right now. How do you perceive yourself right now? Now, here are some of your lesser selves. First of all, you know that your inner child self, that's pretty far back there, that's a lesser self. Your child self strategies are like, for example, when there's a challenge, run away, have a tantrum, blame somebody, you know, distract. The adolescent self, well, when confronted by a challenge, can have the same thing, can run away and make excuses or tune out or ignore or attack, verbally attack. The young adult, which is basically from about 18 to your first Saturn return around 29, the young adult self can take things very personally. So can the adolescent self. And when that happens, then this aggravates the self, and they have to put on an image of, well, I am better than, or I am not affected by all this negativity. I am above that, and that kind of thing. And then in your young adult life, you can identify with your inner slave driver, who's the one who motivates you by guilt and shame and anger and fear, and you feel that you have to achieve a mission, and it's lots of hard work, and you got to keep going, push, drive. And then you see yourself as this driving force. Now, it's also the personality facade. I mentioned that when you want to get others to like you. And the identities you use when you're challenged by other people's point of view, the strangers, a new undertaking. You think, oh my gosh, I'm not up to this new undertaking. So you may think of yourself and look at yourself as if you're some kind of adolescent who has just been shamed and humiliated and embarrassed. There's the ego I, and the ego I has... It's very sensitive, takes things personally. It's all about me, me, me. I'm the center of everything, and it's all about me. And what kind of image is that? That's really, really basically a very immature child kind of image, right? So that's the ego image of you, right? That you're fragile, that you can be disturbed by other people way too easily. But what you really want to do is expand towards your greater self. And so to expand your life choices, to heal, to grow, to create better realities, attract more love, you want to move towards and practice stepping into your greater self, feeling your higher frequency, greater perspective, a greater responsibility, higher potential, a brilliant and beautiful future. Now, all of this requires imagination. Okay, because if you can imagine something, you can create it. If you don't imagine it, it's just not going to come to you. Whatever you can imagine is what's going to show up. Whatever you put your attention upon with imagination, and what beliefs you hold about, okay, what is, you know, logical to show up, then that's probably what's going to show up. So imagine, look in the future, dream, and imagine and pretend, make it up, choose it. Who is your greater self? Who is the self you really want to be? It could be a magical adult self, realizing your power, freedom, love, beauty, and trusting your divine plan, relying on the supportive universe. Ultimately, and as far as your destiny is concerned, to return home to the divine That's your transcendent self, the one beyond all material planes, no more lifetimes, experiencing the unknowable, the indescribable divine mystery. Then there's the higher self, the one who imagined you and all the other lifetimes, often erroneously and confusingly called the oversoul. There's a future self, which could be any time in the future where you want to be as the person that you want to be at that time. And so Galexis has been saying, 2018 is the power year of the birth of the new world. So when you're starting to work with your future self, do a future self that's relatively close, like a future self in the spring of 2019, for example. Just go about a year or a year and a half or something like that in the future and imagine, how do you really want to live there? See, that's imagination. And that will pull you there. That will connect you to there. There's a luminous self or a destiny self, which this is a different type of definition, but that's you doing your mission, what you came to do, achieving it, and celebrating your spiritual journey, ascending, your gifts awakened. There's a true self, the essence of your greatness, majesty, and magnificence without the ego, beyond that ego. Now, you want to free yourself from your lesser self to become your greater self. So here is the only work that I'm suggesting in your imagination that you really need to do with your past. Everything else has to do more with the future and the present. You want to heal, love, forgive, and clear the past selves who are riddled with burdens, shame, judgment, embarrassments, humiliations, and failures. They are wounded from relationships with other people, and what you want to do is visualize them, come to them as their greater self, forgive them, and give them the freedom to be their immature selves so that they don't keep nagging you to fulfill their desires because they're unfulfilled. Think about it. What did you really want when you were a kid? Did you get everything you wanted? Very few kids did. So who's that little nagging voice in the back of your mind keep wanting you to get that, get that, get that? I want more. Got to have more, have more, have more. Got to get more. Okay, so you fulfill their desires in their time. You just go one at a time. Work with the child, the adolescent, young adult, and any other past self that has gone through some challenge or difficulty. And what you do is you meet with them, forgive them, love them, and let them have, and with your imagination now, giving them the life that they really want. Okay, and so when you do that, you don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but when you do that, then you start to become more aware in your day-to-day life where your identity comes up, which is wanting to avoid, escape, zone out, fantasize, forget, whatever it is. Those are options I've chosen many times, and those are lesser identities showing up. So when you find that, then you're kind of falling back into your lesser self, and then you're going to be smaller. Then you're not going to have the ability to really do what you would really like to do. So, and finally, as part of the clearing of the past, you want to undo any old sad story about yourself, how much you suffered, what you've gone through, and what this means, and all the dues you've paid, which goes with any entitlements. That's from your ego. I'm entitled to more than this. I should have more. And like, for example, I talked with a friend who's having a lot of financial problems, and he's been wanting to do some grand world work, but he never got the funding. It would all fall through at the last minute. And so he was saying he was really upset because there was all these rich guys who were jerks, total jerks, and not caring about the planet at all, who had all this money and could do whatever they wanted with it and were doing bad things, whereas he was such a good person, and he would use that money better. He would use that to good force. So why is the universe dumping on him and letting these other guys have all the money? This is a very common question. And so that's part of one's sad story. That's part of one's ego, the entitlement, the thinking that I'm better than. And so if you get into your ego self, you shrink down into like a child level, and you really cannot do anything of significance and value as an adult. So you have to watch all these lesser selves. And this takes a certain amount of attention. It doesn't take a lot of work, but it does take becoming more aware in the present. Again, there's a lot of imagination work used to be used there. The second step is acknowledging your spiritual destiny. This is not something that has a lot of work to it. I've just now explained the step one was basically the longest and most involved, I would say, of all of these. But the two is basically to acknowledge that you are a spiritual being. You've come here and by choice, and you're on your way back to the destiny of returning and merging with God, Goddess, all that it is, to discovering the oneness of all soul essence, to fulfill your missions. Now, your personal mission is to know who you are, which, ta-da, this is the greater self, is that as a way of fulfilling that particular mission. The other mission, the second mission, which is an elective, but most of you have chosen that, is a global mission. Now, that doesn't mean that you're the form of that, is that you have to go out and lecture and you have to write books and you have to do big shaking world, earth-shaking things. The global mission is more like you choosing what world you want to live in. And you do that with your imagination. So it's your choice to be here. And so, like, if you were like me, I wanted to leave or run and hide out in the woods and not have to deal with anything. But really, stop judging and resisting. Stay present. Listen to your mind talk. When you hear negativity, just stop it. Choose something different. If you're angry or fearful, release the anger instead of rationalizing. Or if you have fear, release the fear, surround yourself with a light of protection. You can call on your higher self. You can call on God, Goddess, all that is, to protect you. Fear, of course, what do they say, is false events appearing real. Fear, you know, let it go. Don't get bound up in fear. And also, stop rebelling. You're not a rebel anymore. You're the authority now. Rebellion's over. You did that. So you need to act like the authority that you are. Okay, you chose to dream a big dream and bring it to this world so the world would thrive and negativity and violence could diminish and fade and we could step into a new, loving, beautiful universe. Now is the time to dream that dream. Don't think for a minute that you're incapable of fulfilling that dream. Take the responsibility for creating and imagining it. That's the important thing. Don't go and spend time judging the politicians. You know, they really know how to push your buttons. But instead, imagine what will it be like when we are in unity, when there is love, when there's harmony on the planet. What are you going to want to do? What is it going to be like? What is it going to feel like? What kind of lifestyle are you going to have? Now, you can imagine forms, but I would really suggest more that what you want to do is to imagine what energy is of that future. And remind yourself. Now, here's something you need to remind yourself. And remind yourself that not only are you a spiritual divine being who has come here to experience 3D reality, all is going according to your divine plan, a plan that you worked upon and agreed upon, you and your team on the other side before you came here. And you're getting precise feedback all the time from your reality. It's mirroring everything. So you can choose to be your greater self at any moment and fulfill your destiny. So every interaction that you have with somebody, every mind talk stream that you pay attention to, all options and opportunities for you to choose to be your greater self. And this is part of the divine plan. You will get to your destiny. It's your choice. Okay, and it's also your choice if the getting to your destiny and getting to this greater self is going to be a hard struggle or a joyous celebration. It's your choice. But you have to imagine. Now, here's your imagination. Here's what I would suggest, is imagine standing on a pinnacle looking over the world, giving love and compassion to everyone, humans, animals, plants, rocks, sky, earth, water, everything. Okay? Keep expanding your self-image. See yourself more and more as a God being that you are. Choose to see the universe as a supportive friend. Learn how to allow magic. The universe will love and support you. Learn how to receive that magic. Learn how to receive what you have dreamed and created and celebrated it. Okay? Number three, step three, is to heal and build your light body. A lot of us have gotten out into our head. I'm one of them. I'm very, very much head-oriented, and I can get very far out there and not be very grounded at all. So it's very easy for me to be very lax about my physical body. Now, the physical body is the expression of your image coming through from the unconscious mind. This is the ground of being. This is through the collective, utilizing the beliefs of the collective, which have the beliefs about what is real and what is not. And so you've come here into this body, this physical body, and you have learned how to shut off the awareness of your greatness, of your light. And one of the ways you can build yourself is to also to heal your body, because if your body is slugging along and having difficulty, these are messages that lesser yous are struggling to, in the old story. So any physical stuff, you want to get your physical body as good as you can get it. Last year, I felt like I came near death. I was so poisoned by this gas leak that was in the valley where I am. I'm in the San Fernando Valley, and there was this Porta Ranch gas leak. It was a gas well which had been fracked and all sorts, and there was seemed to be radioactive stuff too, and it just started spewing. It was, and they had to evacuate hundreds of people and put them up in hotels, but they came back, and after they finally plugged the leak, but toxins were all over the place, and they're still there. So it was really tough getting out of that one, and I'm really grateful that I am getting back into my health and vitality at this point, but it has taken a lot of work, and this might be a lot of work, but I'm just going to show you the kind of thing that if you do this every day, and you can condense it down to maybe about 10 minutes, or sometimes even less, but if you do this with your energy field every day, if you expand your energy field and build your light body, this accelerates your healing and accelerates your energy, and it gives you more confidence because your body does better. You can't really feel like you can manifest your vision and your dream if your body is feeling yucky. You have to stay focused on your health in that case, and because you want to survive and you want to survive well. So healing and repairing and building and expanding your energy field requires imagination. Duh. So here we are again. So here's one of the things. Here's some of the suggestions of what you can do. Clear and let stress go. Let out blockages. Breathe out negative beliefs. Claim your divinity. Breathe it out, the negative. Breathe in the light and the love. And accept help from your unseen friends, from your guides, from the divine, and from your greater self, which can be your future self. Allow your future self to help you. Energize your meridians. Now, meridians are a very complex structure. I'm not going to go into all the meridians, but there are two meridians, which are called the governing channel or vessel and the conception channel and vessel. And the governing channel is mostly all the way from the coccyx in the back all the way to the top of the head and comes over to the front to the nose. Right, so there's this channel there. And then the conception vessel or channel starts there at the nose and goes down the front all the way back to the coccyx. So you have like a loop Now, when you energize these meridians, you start at your nose, you go down through the front, and come back up the back, and all the way, and then you come down the front again and come back up the back. You can see light. You can move light along this meridian, up and around and circle, circle, circle. Now, what I've found is that if you can circle 33 times, that this does amazing. And after you've done it a whole bunch of times and you've done counted all 33, you can basically say 33, you know, and you can imagine the front center and back center all glowing, glowing intensely. I found that very energizing. You can also work with the chakras, 7 major chakras, the root, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, the heart chakra, the throat, the third eye, and the crown, and you can spin them. You can put the colors in them, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. You can energize that. You can bring in light from above that comes down and kicks in all the chakras, really makes them brilliant, and it goes all the way down to the ground, then the light can come from the ground, maybe like a red light, and it comes up, and then it activates and energizes the chakras all the way back up. And what I found is that if you imagine the light coming down and the light going back up simultaneously, it will spray out, and you will have a fountain of light around you, above and below. And when you do that, it's like you build this kind of egg around you of light, and it's very, very protective and very energizing. Okay, and then finally, see yourself as a light being, radiating your light and your truth to the world, and see yourself as 20 feet tall. Now, imagine, how does a being of light do life? Watch TV or drive a car? How does this 20-foot tall light being play a computer game? How does it socialize? So see if you can integrate that image into your life. Okay, and step 4, love and value yourself. Add to your light body expansion. Expand beyond the physical to include the emotional, mental, and psychic. Imagine yourself with spiritual gifts. Imagine yourself having value, significance. You matter. You're worth saving. You're worth loving. Your life is worth living. Feel the components of value. You know, feel within yourself. Feel your self-worth. Just feel that you're worthy. If you cannot find it, go down into the earth beneath you and pull up worth into you. Just bring it up. Then next, look at self-esteem. You know, you've learned, you know things. Let yourself bring up your, feel your self-esteem. You appreciate yourself. Feel your love. This is the most important. Love who you are. Love your, what do they call it? The love your warts and all. But don't focus on the warts, okay? Love your magnificence. Love your beauty. Love your power. Love your joy. Love your quirkiness. Love your uniqueness. Appreciate yourself. And where's your self-confidence? Where's the confidence that no matter what you do, it's going to be okay? It's all going to turn out okay. That's part of the message from your universe, is that it's all going to turn out okay, really. You're on the way back home. You're on the way back to union with the divine. So have the confidence that the universe can support you and will support you in who becoming and being who you are. Now, self-realization. Self-respect. Honor who you are. And imagine who you are with all your value, with all your love. Mattering. Having significance. Not ego importance, but living your life with your missions, that mission of knowing who you are, your personal mission, or that mission of dreaming and imagining a new world, which is your global mission. So imagine, what does it look like to live your life knowing that you count, that you matter, you're worth hearing, you're worth loving, that you're divine? Okay, imagine. This is, it's again, it's imagination. Number five. Now, you and your future. This is, now I went into detail on this in the seminar of crafting the dream future. And Galexis and I shared that seminar, and I shared the part about working with the future. And in that, I explained how to work with the ideal future, how to go there, connect with it. And the ideal future is not the future that's going to be fulfilled. It's the future that is, it's the ideal. It's the best, the most fabulous, what you really, really want. Okay, and for me, I had this marvelous new world I was living in that was so blissful. Everybody, it was so much connection, so much love, so much belonging, so much fun, so much adventure, so much beauty, so much beautiful nature. That it was so wonderful, and the people were just so kind and harmonious, right? So that's my ideal future. And then you also want to, besides visiting there and just stepping into the future you that's there and feeling and owning what that is, this is way in the future, and yet I feel younger. I feel fabulous. I feel free and light. So, you know, play around with that ideal future. And don't worry that it's just imagination. As I said, imagination is more real. It's fifth dimension. You have to kind of get some kind of hook there to pull you there. The shorter-term future, like a year and a half, whatever that is, that's one that's more tangible, more feasible, more interest, more gives you a bit more focus on the forms and how it's going to look and how it's going to feel in the context of a life that's still similar to the life you have right now. Whereas the ideal future can be very, very different. So when you play with these two futures, you go visit there, you imbibe the energies, you see the new perspective and the new level that you're at, and then you come back and bring that to the present. And this will increase your greater self capacity in the present. Then you have to also see that, hey, in the way to get to the future, you need boundaries. You need to kind of be guided to the future. You need to create a track, a life track to that future. And that's where you need to know what's really important in that future. What are the most important things in that future? Now, Galexis talks about that the foundation of the new reality, of the new you, has to do with empowerment, freedom, love, and safety trust. And the safety trust is knowing that you're safe on a spiritual level, because your body is going to die, so it's not really safe. But you're spiritually safe, and you trust that the divine is working through you in your divine plan, and you rely on it. And these four are the foundation. Now, take two or three of those and use them as guides for when you want to make decisions. Like, for example, if you're really into love, 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 it's all about love, you've got to go there, then every decision that you make, every choice that you make, you want to make according, is this more loving or less loving? If it's freedom, is this freeing me more to be myself and to create a new future, or is this limiting me more? All right, so give yourself the opportunity to imagine and discover what's important, and let that hone it and guide you down this path. As you do that, you write the new story. You write a new script. Okay, and that, in a sense, also is creating a new future. And the future, being more real, creates the present. Just like you can go back and you can fix your past. You can totally fix it. You can use your imagination to totally fix it. Well, hello, your future can do that for you. Okay, so you want to create that future, and that future will come and become real for you. Sometimes my future self I've been working with is so real, I almost feel like when she's present that I can feel her breath on me. I can feel her presence. I can feel her body heat as if she were a real physical person. So the more you can make your future real, the more you can let that future manifest now. Step 6 is being, just living as who you are. Now, you've done all the work here in these 5 steps. So you want to just explore what is the new beliefs, what are the new ideas, what are the ways to what beliefs are natural and normal to your greater self, and just what does it feel like just to live with that instead of always having to counteract and grow beyond the limitations of your former selves. Imagine, what if it was safe to be with anyone, anytime, anywhere? Choose new beliefs. Beliefs that you think that your greater self would hold, or that you pick up when you're visiting your future selves. Imagine and see how this holding this new belief changes your life. What you're doing is basically saying, okay, here's my life track. I'm going to the divine, but, you know, it's not a very straight line. I'm kind of wandering around. What if I believe that all people are loving, even after the tragedy in Las Vegas? You know, people who are just willing to go and kill other people. But what if in your reality everyone is loving? How would you live differently? Okay. Now, you may already believe that. So stretch. Find something even more amazing to believe in. Okay. Learn the new rules of reality. And the new rule of reality is this. Instead of problem solving, which is what most people are trained to do, and people in big business are trained to problem solve. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to hire that guy for hundreds of thousands of dollars to problem solve in this company. It's really, they want them to create something better. So don't get yourself stuck in figuring out, well, what's the problem? That's the old style psychological processing model. Okay, so we find the problem, fix the problem, and then the future will be fine. Well, no, you can go fix the past. That's no problem. That's just let the past be, okay? And then what you want to do is, what do I want to create? You see, when you create, you're different. You're a greater person. You're focusing on creation. You're focusing on expansion, not contraction. So it's really, this is a very significant piece, and that's why creative artists are generally the first ones to move into new realities because they're used to creating rather than simply problem solving. You're never going to completely correct your past. Don't worry about it. Create a beautiful future and woohoo, then you don't have to do so much sweat. Okay? And so know that it'll all turn out well regardless of external situations. You'll gain your inner peace and knowing. You'll be who you are. And you'll be able to communicate with soul. Now, soul is you. You're just a piece of your soul. And so when you work with soul, you can say, okay, soul who is beyond the greater self, soul can be accessed by gut-level knowing. Very calmly, you put your hand on your belly. And because right there is where emotionally you can feel yes or no, or stress, or calm. And that's where your power center is, okay, where your lower will, where your physical will is. And so you can put your hand over your belly and ask your soul to help you with your decisions and choices. So it's really quite cool, because very often the soul will send you a flicker of, no. That's not quite right. It doesn't line up. No. And that can be very helpful. Now, it doesn't have enthusiastic yeses, because that's your choice. But it indicates there aren't obstacles. So when you can kind of work with soul, you can kind of avoid blocks and obstacles to a certain extent and follow your own guidance and receive intuitional support from yourself. Now, this is a whole technique, and I don't have time, unfortunately, to share it. But step 7, again, imagine. Step 7 is about taking action. So when you find a challenge, your first choice is to move towards the greater self, to move towards and choose magic, to choose miracles, to choose gratitude, to choose positive expectation, to work with your team. Now, your team can be your higher self, spirit, soul, your spiritual teacher or teachers, a guardian angel, even ET friends, healers, who come to work with you on the other side. Work with your team. Manifest stuff. You know, program it, imagine it, dream it, create it. Allow it to come to you. Meditate. Give love and healing to others. Pass it forward. Commit to fulfilling your personal global missions. And then you just kind of move forward on it, step by step by step. You don't have to jump in and do it all. That's overwhelming. And if you get overwhelmed, you go back into inner child. And when you go back into inner child, okay, when you go back into inner child, when you go back to inner child, what happens is that you lose sight of where you're going. You get very, very small. Okay, so just remember that inner child, the strategy of overwhelm is to stall out so that you don't have to do it, because it's just too much to do, and you don't want to perform, and you're afraid you'll fail, and you'll get criticized or judged for it, and so on. Okay, I'm just not going to do it. It's too much work. It's too much effort. So if that is the case, then just choose a little piece. Choose one little piece. Okay? So that's the 7 steps right there. Now, I'd like to take some questions. And when I look at the written in questions here, several of them didn't read the last couple of emails I sent out. Yes, there is a free replay right after this recording. I will send out the link to everyone. Okay, so don't worry about that. Here's one from Anne in UK. How to keep the focus and faith and see my calling all the way through from seed to growth and follow what the universe is revealing. Okay. I believe that in a way I answered that. You see, if you keep the focus and the faith, if you can hook into your future you, if you can hook into the greater self, then you will get inspiration for what your calling is. In fact, this past extraordinary time period that I sent out emails about, I got a piece of my destiny. It was like, it came in, it's like, oh. So I am on a whole new level of research and development, you know, on a psychic spiritual level. Because I know that it's going to take me in the direction where I need to go. And one of the things about connecting with your future self and connecting with your greater self and connecting with your higher self and connecting with your spiritual teacher and all those, anything that lifts up your vibration and expands who you see yourself as being, will open you up to the intuition where you get the messages. And you get the messages for every step on the way. You don't get stuck on the way. If you're stuck, it means you need to take more responsibility for receiving information from your greater self, and you need to move into and step into your greater self. After the question and answer period, if we have time, I would like to take you on a little visualization and where we will go. And this is something that I do every day, and this gets me into the frame of mind and into the psychic space of my greater self. Okay, and so I would suggest then that I'm going to open it up to those of you who have who are currently on the phone with me. If you want to press *7, and this that will raise *2. Sorry about that. If you press *2, then it will show up as that your hand is raised that you want to ask a question. So any of you who want to hit *2 and raise your hand and ask a question, please feel free to go ahead and do that. Okay. Oh, I must have been very good. I don't see anybody doing that. *2 will indicate that you desire to talk. All right. Oh, there we go. There we go. All right. So, James. Let's see here. Hello, James, are you there? Santa Rosa, California?
Oh, that can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Hi, it's Jessica, not James.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
All right. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. When I'm imagining the future, I'm finding lately that where in the past I used to get kind of particular or where I'm looking for about what I wanted for the future. Now I'm having a hard time getting past just having my life work and, feeling good about, kind of more just with the feelings. And I'm wondering if you could just speak about that, getting how specific in particular.
Okay.
When you're talking about imagining.
Well, generally, right. Well, generally when people get specific in particular, they tend to get over into forms and what it looks like and how it's going to physically manifest and things like, and how the environment's going to look and how it's going to feel and stuff like that. And overall, if you are right now at this point in your life, you're feeling feelings, these feelings are very important. It means that somewhere in your past, you have ignored these feelings, or that you finally, cleared the table, so to speak, so that now you can address them where you could not have before. Okay? So this is like a new level for you. And so I'd suggest just since you've listened to the greater self stuff, I would just suggest going with your feelings and find out, what they're about. Release the ones you don't really like. Find out where they're leading to, and start communicating with your future self to allow yourself to receive intuitional hints and whispers and messages and little guidances and little omens and just let yourself open to the magic, because you're just creating the space right now.
Uh-huh.
This is a space. You're in the space.
Okay.
And this is a space of creation. It's really
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You got it? Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you, Jessica. All right. I'm going to go to someone in Santa Monica. Let's see. The phone number is 490-6199.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who is this?
This is Fariba.
What's your name? Fariba. Oh, good. All right. Hello. So long. No talk.
So
okay.
So happy to be listening to you, Ginger.
Oh, you're
really
very welcome.
I appreciate all you have done for me and all of us. You know, I'm still going through the same ordeal that you know some of. And every morning as I try, and as you have said it so correctly, to imagine my future self.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get stuck into, I know who I am here to be. I know what it takes. I believe I'm blessed and have given the tools.
Mm-hmm.
But since I've been dealing with 13 lawyers at times and me empty-handedly with the divine wanting to get some fairness, which I have not been able as we speak so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, is it that we dictate to the universe that what we really want, or we just feel abundant and we let all these legal issues, tax issues, lawyers, the judges, all of this on the side?
Well,
I don't know if I can be clear.
The thing is, of course you've got to deal with the lawyers, the judges and all that. That's imperative. It's still going on, and so yeah, you have to do what you got to do there. But outside of that, it may not take up your, 24/7. Outside of that, do this work, and know that even though you have both the thing that's bringing you down and the thing that's bringing you up going on, your choice by imagination is to make that which is building you up to be more real. You need to put more light on that. You need to put more focus on that, because you've got right now, it's like the symbol of the scales. You've got the two hanging plates. You've got Justice is blind holding the scales, right? And you've got all the lawyers and stuff over here, and you've got your future and your divine nature over here, and neither one of them is going down because they have more weight and significance and power. They're kind of just holding you kind of stuck right there. So what you want to do is you want to give more weight and significance to this future, right? And so you the way you do this, and I that's what I would recommend, would be to make, not only to make your future self more real, but also to do this work with the that I was mentioning, with the governing vessel and the conception vessel. That is doing the energetic body work. Okay, and
I think I
missed
that, but
out.
I listen. Okay,
okay.
I should listen.
Well,
I was not able to get in earlier, but go ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay, but that expand, right? So what you want to do is expand and see yourself standing on a pinnacle, overlooking the world, giving and loving.
Okay.
Okay, get love and compassion to the world, standing in who it is you came to be. Okay?
Thank you. You're a gift to all of us.
Okay, you're certainly
welcome. How
grateful. But remember, keep your light on. Keep seeing yourself as a 20-foot-tall light being. Keep yourself, hold that resonance. Make it as intense as possible. Get the light to be as intense and as real as you can make it, okay?
Love you. Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I will try, and I'll stay tuned for the visualization if you have time for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
That's great. Okay.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go back over now to the question and answers and see if there's anything. All right, let's see here. And here's a Scott in Daytona Beach asks, I've been doing shadow work for decades and incorporating my perceptions of who I see in others into myself. I've also been speaking my metaphysical mind more often, and when appropriate, even at the opportunity when working with clients. I've been attracting more clients with whom I have more in common, and I'm grateful. Can you talk about the power of shadow work, both light and dark, as well as the impact of my resonance upon others and the impact of their resonance upon me and the general work impact this work can have on the world? Scott, I appreciate that question. It's a really in-depth question, and I'm so glad you're attracting more clients. And the reason you're attracting more clients that you have more in common for and you're having more fun with them is because you have really been giving yourself more permission to be who you are. Now, the shadow work is, everyone has to do the shadow work. And what I was mentioning in this, in the steps, basically, step one, where you clear out your past, you clear and heal your child and adolescent and young adult, you heal them through visualizations and imagination. And then you go and you let your future self do work with you. You get yourself lined up on this track between the past to the present to the future you want, okay? The shadow work is beautiful. It's really what your work, your career, the work that you're doing with people is the shadow work. And people need the shadow work done. People need to have people who can take them through all the dark shadow and bring them into their light shadow, and bring what has been hidden into awareness, to bring what has been suppressed and repressed and into possibility and into healing, into opening. And that process is going to continue. The resonance that people achieve when they move from their sad old story into a better story, there is a thrill for you because you are the facilitator. You are creating pathways from dark to light. And that's part of what you came to do. And so you're working with people, starting with their darkness, taking them to the light. And as this happens, that's taking you from your darkness into your light, if you can see you in the future. Okay? If you don't, then you get stuck in the cycle of your client's work. And you don't want to get stuck into that. When I was doing coaching and my psychological thing back in my, you know, psychology days back in Florida, I would lie awake at night and work on my clients' issues, and it took me a while to realize that was not a good thing to do. Now, most everybody who does the helping professions recognizes this, but the best thing you can do for your clients is to create more light for you. That's why you're attracting clients who are ready to do more, who are ready to make more progress, to become more. Okay, so thank you, Scott, for that. And again, I'm opening it up for questions. Unfortunately, only they only have questions available for 20 people on this particular program. And so, some of you who may have gotten in later are not able to participate in it, and I apologize for that. But if any of you who want to ask a question who are in this first 20, please hit *2 to raise your hand, and I'll be glad to answer your question. If you don't have a question to ask, that's fine too. I can go into into doing a little what you might call it closed eye process, where we can step into the greater self and that. So I'd be willing to do that. Let's just once more say, okay, who would like to do that? Who would like to ask a question? Okay, I'm going to go over to the written questions now. See if there's any. Okay, here we have some. Okay, here is a very interesting question. Thank you all for putting in questions here. I'm sorry for Linda in Richmond, Texas. Trying to connect but keep getting the message that the limit has been exceeded. It doesn't matter which number I dial in. That shouldn't happen. That's a technical difficulty. I'm really sorry, Linda, about that. Really sorry. Darn. Well, I am going to put out a free replay, and so hopefully you all be able to get that. And it keeps saying the guest limit has been exceeded. There was not supposed to be a guest limit, so I'm really apologizing to all of you. And so, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry that so many people were unable to hear it. Oh, I thought they said there could be over 100 and all. I don't think there's. Okay. So anyway, but so let me look at this. There's this. Here's one from Stacy. Can we send energy to help those affected by the Northern California wildfires and also bring cool moisture or whatever will help put out the fires? Okay. well, first of all, you're dreaming your future. So dream a future in which rain comes. You know, we're in the season in California to bring rain in. So maybe you might want to talk with your future self, the future self that's about 2 or 3 weeks in the future, who is celebrating because the rain came. Okay, so what would that feel like? And in the meantime, you're imagining it. You're talking with the forces of nature. You're calling your divine helpers. You're allowing yourself to claim your divine nature and that this is your reality and this is your choice. And when you align yourself that way the best that you can, then you can allow magic to happen. It can really, really work. And when Daniel and I were in Florida, we did a lot of weather work because we got really connected to the ecosystem there. And we were able to stop floods and deluge. We were able to put out fires, get rain to come in and all sorts of things. We were able to kind of move hurricanes aside or move them into a particular path that's a less, you know, drastic. Even for Irma, we kind of asked Irma to go a different way and talked with Irma. You can go talk with the energies of the fire. You can speak to them as if they're beings. And this could be also part of your image as a greater self, is that you can talk with nature and the forces of nature, and you can bring that into empowerment, into joy, into healing, and into whatever it is needed. Okay, so yeah, that putting it into the context of the greater self, that's what I would suggest. And I know as a magician that you can probably have all sorts of wonderful techniques for that, and also get together with friends and all together dream it. Dream and imagine that you're getting together in the future celebrating and laughing over how magical and how miraculous it was that the moisture and the cool and the humid and the rain came in and put out the fires. Just put that energy in there. It's all resonance. It's all energy. Okay. So thank you, Stacy, and so once again, anybody who is on the phone who is within, obviously they are limiting this whole thing. Those of you who are in the 20, it looks like they limited it to 20. If you want to ask a question, please hit *2 right now, and you can ask a question. Otherwise, I'll go and ask the one. There's one other question that's in that I can answer over in the question and answer written question and answer. Let's see what that is. Okay. All right, where is this now? Okay, here's one from Diane. Oh, my, you're down visiting John of God in Abidjanaya. Okay. The question, I am not sure what my body's telling my higher self. In the past 4 years, I've broken my hip, cracked my tailbone, sprained both wrists, broken my left tibia, broken my right femur. What could be going on? I don't think I hold fear about moving forward. I've been moving around the world twice. But I don't understand why this is happening. I am in good health. I've always been strong and active physically. This is the kind of question that normally I would have Galexis answer, because Galexis generally can see your soul path and see the details for you. All I can answer is, because this is a greater self process, I will answer in the context of the greater self, which pretty much, like Stacy, it's going to be a bit more general. Galexis, a private session with Galexis could probably tell you what is really going on there. But one of the things I have noticed about physical debility is that it can stop you and force you to be with yourself, to really not just slow down, but stop and nurture yourself. So with that in mind, you want to dream and imagine your future, your greater self, as being very much loving yourself and taking good care of yourself. Which brings me to one of the internal personalities that is part of our lesser selves, and that is the internal parent figure. And we have an internal parent. This is, when we are kids, the internal parent is our real parents internalized, and it includes the collective beliefs and so on. So this internal parent becomes, quote-unquote, our conscience. And so if we go outside those parameters, we can feel guilty and all that kind of stuff. But there's a good quality to the internal parent where it takes care of you. You know, when you're a child and you fall down and scratch, you know, yourself, you know, you like to have a kiss on your boo-boo or whatever. It you would like to have the wound acknowledged and loved. And very often that really helps it. Okay. So you want to acknowledge and love your wound. You want to use the positive side of your internal parent self, not the judgmental negative side, but really to take care of yourself and to see yourself moving into a place of really loving yourself and really just being still with yourself and really finding your truth, okay? Finding your truth. All right, so that's about the best I can suggest on that. All right, so here we are, and I'm going to take us all on a little closed eye process, if you're all up for that. And so hopefully you're not driving heavy machinery right now. If you are, pull over to the side of the road. And so what I just suggest that you just kind of get as comfortable as you can get. Yeah, you might be on your phone or whatever, but just do the best that you can. And just get relaxed, but upright. It'd be best perhaps to sit, because you want to be awake. You don't want to kind of drift off. This is a technique that you can use during the day or any day to kind of ramp up your energies and get your energies all built up. And so what you want to do is just kind of center. Now, I talked about the governing channel and vessel and the conception vessel, which is the line up the back and the line down the front. And so just kind of imagine that there's light moving up your back, right through the center, right up along your spine, all the way across the top of your head, in the middle, coming down to your nose. And that this light continues then from your nose down through the, cuts the middle of your chin, down into your neck, down to your breastbone, down through the center of the, your front, all the way down to the pubic bone, and then down under, back to the coccyx. Now just kind of do that again in your mind. Bringing it up with light. Bringing it down. Bringing it up. Bringing it down. You're centered. Centering. Centering. Okay. Now imagine that there is a light above you, a light of soul and spirit of the divine, a big, big ball of light above you. And let a beam of light come down from that big light, touching the top of your head. Bring it down all the way through your body, all the way, a big column of light. You're in the middle of this column of light. Let you just bring it all the way down through your feet to the ground, into the ground. Now from the ground, Mother Earth sends this energy back up, beautiful reddish energy from the earth, grounding energy, bringing it back up through your feet, up to your root chakra, a column of light coming up, surrounding you, moving all the way up past your heart chakra, all the way up through your head, and above, and goes all the way back up to that light way up above you. The light above, the earth below. And they're moving simultaneously. The light is continuing to come down from above and continuing to move up from below. So you have light coming from above and light coming from below at the same time. Just imagine that. And the light from below begins to spray out over your head into a big fountain. And the light from above goes all the way down past your feet into the earth, starts to spray out there into a big upside-down fountain. And between the fountain above and the fountain below, they create this big bubble of energy around you, beautiful light around you, brilliant light around you. Now feel yourself inside this beautiful bubble. Let yourself sense that there are all sorts of colors in this bubble. Expand this bubble now. Expand it up, 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 high, 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 to 20 feet or more. Expand it out to the sides. You become taller, taller, taller. Bigger, bigger, bigger. 20 feet tall. And now it's spraying around you a big, big bubble. Now open up your heart chakra. Let the light and love of your heart chakra, pink love, the white light, the red light, all blending into a beautiful pink light. Let it shine. Let it radiate. Shine, shine, radiate, radiate, shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Expand, expand, expand. Expand, expand, expand. Shine. And now find yourself standing on a pinnacle on the top of a mountain. Big radiant being that you are. Loving. Feeling your heart just, ooh, just let it ooze love. let it just shine love. Loving yourself. Valuing yourself. Shine this light, shine this love out into the world. All out over there, there's people, there's animals, plants. Out into the world, just shine it, shine it, shine it. Out into the world, just shine, shine, shine. Radiate your truth, your love, your uniqueness. You are a divine being having a physical experience. And you came here for your mission, the mission of knowing yourself, knowing your divinity. And also to love others. To give to others. To help heal the planet. Help heal those you love close to you. And all those, all life, it's all one. Send your light out to all beings. Even the stinkers. Even those that seem to have evil intentions. Send your light out into the world. Love. Have compassion for all the suffering that is there. You don't have to suffer, but you want to give love to those who are suffering. Send it out. You understand. You've suffered. You know what it's about. Send that love out. Send that love. Love, love, love. You came here for a purpose. You have a destiny to return home to the divine. Love is your destiny. Send it out. Send it out. You're in your greater self. You're holding a vision of a world of love and love and compassion. You have a reality that is loving and supportive of you. Your universe, your personal universe, loving and supportive. You are divine. Now, as you are in this energy, as you are, just give yourself permission to let it be easy. Let it be fun. Let your journey be light and free. Let it go well, knowing that all will be well. It will all turn out just fine. The universe has your back. It's all going according to plan. Even if you may not really, even know what the plan is consciously, just know it's going according to plan. You're doing it. It's correct. All right. So bring yourself back. You stepped into a greater self. You stepped into your mission. For a moment there, you were your future self. So I do recommend for those who have not done the seminar that I did with Galexis, that when I send out the free replay click on the free replay. Of course, take notes, do whatever you want to do with it. But also, I'm going to send out the link to the seminar if you want to do more work with the future self, if you want to get the Sirius download. Even though the Sirius vortex is not as open as it was, even though that magical time period between July 28th and September 23rd is over, nevertheless, you could still get the Sirius download and get that, get linked up with 5D, get linked up with the fifth dimension. It will help you imagine. Let yourself build your imagination. Let yourself experience as much of your imagination as you can. Just really let yourself do that. Just give yourself that permission. And know that as you move into your future, that your team, your higher self, your spirit, your soul, guardian angel, master teachers, unseen friends, will be able to give you more and more. And you'll be able to receive more and more. You'll be able to manifest more beautifully. After all, in a way, that's what you came to do. This is a free will universe. It's your choice. Now, I'm willing to be here and help you in that. I've had many requests for private sessions. I don't really know whether I want to do that at this point or not. I kind of got it out of my system, you might say, in Florida. But if you wish, send me a question, more of a, not a specific personal issue question, so much as a question that you feel that people could really benefit, yourself, of course, included, in hearing more about that in the context of this greater self work that is going on. And you can send it to ginger@giniel.com, giniel.com. And feel free to turn your friends on to asking me questions if you like, because what I'll do is I will initiate a kind of a interactive blog or type of thing like that, and we'll answer. I'll answer questions, and sometimes when I'm answering questions, Galexis and my guides come in and give me information. So some of it could be you know, channeling for you, but I wouldn't officially say that, but I'll get hints and whispers and so forth, and I'd be glad to type it out in email form and post it, and send it. I can send it to you, and then when I get my blog together, then I'll give you all the link to the blog, and you can participate there, because I already got the blog site, but I haven't gotten it up yet. So anyway, that's what I would suggest there. Also, there's some very beautiful people who know how to do coaching and really help people through if there's, you know, deep issues that they want to do or work with. And they'll work with you over the phone, so you could be anywhere. My husband, Daniel, does a lot of this. Daniel will take you on your shadow work and help you make your breakthroughs. He also is a healer, and he can remove blocks and issues and burdens and stresses off of you, and that can also help you, you know, hear a lot more of what you need to hear, the messages you need to get, and all those kinds of things. So So I want to apologize here because I'm sure that then they'll hear this on the replay, all the people who were unable to get into this event. I just don't understand what the technological issue was. So I'll have to work that out with the people at this program that I use, the Instant Teleseminar program, and so that we can have more of these in the future if you would like. You know, if there's topics that you would like for me to talk on or Galexis to talk on, please feel free to email me at ginger@geniel.com. So I appreciate that you all came. I'm so happy that I got to share this information. I apologize. It was a bit of an overload. Like James Malachek said, I fire hosed you. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, okay. And so I know it feels like a lot of information. I mean, I've put it together, taken years to put this together, but it's all kind of gelling in the imaginal realm. It's if you can imagine, if you're willing to imagine and make your imagination real, amazing things can happen. I'm noticing them in my life, and I've had health issues forever, and you know, it's not that I'm never going to have more health issues, but it really is making a huge difference for me. And so your commission of challenge, whichever area of your life where you always seem to struggle the most, that can lighten up. It can. There's breakthroughs available now. So I'm wishing all of you to find those breakthroughs and allow the magic to come to you now as you move towards your greater self. This is our journey. This is our destiny. And I'm very honored to have been able to share that journey with you. So thank you so much, all of you, for coming. And I wish you all a good night. Okay. Bye.